I mean, we got our start kind of the old school way. We booked our own tours, we paid for our own recordings, did everything ourselves, artwork, all of it, and just worked very, very hard. And then we sent our recordings off to record labels, everyone we could even think of, paid for everything. They all said, no, we don't want you. So we said, okay, we'll just keep going. And we wrote more music, recorded a new EP, got new artwork, toured more, fought to open for bands, and just, you know, worked that way till we finally got with the label. And then you work even harder. Everyone thinks you sign with the label and they take care of everything. If you don't work hard, they don't work hard. And so our mindset, being very blue-collar guys from the Midwest and the United States, is we've worked in factories, we've worked on farms, we've done hard work, construction and stuff like this. So our goal right away was, we're going to work harder than our record label and push them to do the same for us. So it's not an easy ride. I mean, we tour typically 8 months out of a year. So, you know, it's tough. It can be tough physically. You don't sleep a lot. You miss holidays. Fortunately, no one has, like, children or anything, so we're free in that sense. But, you know, with girlfriends and things like that, family, it's a strain across the board, you know, financially. It's very brutal, and we had to make a life choice years ago to decide this is what we want to do, and we were going to get in this van and tour and drive it around and not look back, and everything else will fall into place, living situations, whatever, you know, getting by, and so we just haven't looked back. And finally we've gotten to a point where now the band is really the only thing we do, and we're not millionaires by any means, but we can get by doing what we love to do, and to us that's success. So it's a lot of work. It's always great to see your hard work pay off, and I also think it's important for bands to do things gradually, and you learn so much along the way. Everything from, you know, playing your instrument and gear and things like that, to the business side of things, to being able to deal with, you know, being in such close quarters and situations with that many people and stuff, like even like personal management, to like there's a lot of stuff you have to deal with. So going slowly and doing it, you know, the, I guess what you might call the hard way or the old-fashioned way, it was great. So the fact that we've put in all that time makes it that much more gratifying when things, you know, good things happen and we look back and go, wow, I can't believe, you know, we played our first show on a stage that we built in our front yard made of plywood, like in this college town, and then, you know, we're in Norway. You know, I never thought that would happen. It's awesome. And it might sound mildly selfish, but we write music for ourselves, you know. Sometimes our other guitarist, Nate, says, like, someone will ask him what his favorite band is, and he says Skeleton Witch, and he doesn't mean, and then he explains it. He doesn't mean, like, yeah, I love myself. He means, like, if you aren't playing the music you love the most, then why are you playing it? Like, write it for yourself. Appreciate what you get to do. You know, especially if you get to play music for a living, you have the best job in the world. Along with appreciating it comes treating people well. That's one thing that's very important to us. Any day, anything could happen. I mean, I hate to be morbid, but a van wreck, a plane wreck, you know, we may just decide we don't want to do this anymore. This could go, we may put out another record and everyone hates it. You never know. Everything is so fickle that while you have this experience, at least, you know, that the way we feel that while we're doing this is enjoy it and go experience things and meet new people and treat them well, because you never know what could happen. And so just have some perspective on what's going on around you.